Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name is Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, What is Your Financial Strategy? What is your financial strategy? And this one came up because I did a live on Instagram with a friend last night. I was talking about this, and I think it's a really important topic to discuss with you on the podcast. So a lot of people go through life in reaction. So they're reactive. They don't have a plan. And that goes exactly the same for finances, right? So they're kind of moving through the world without a plan. And if they do feel like they have a plan, they may not have a solid one. And if they do, they usually don't stick to it. And so I wanted to talk to you about financial strategy because it's super important. And it's one of the reasons why we've had success with money and finances and so forth is because we've had a simple and consistent strategy for about 15 years, and it hasn't changed a lot. So certainly in the last 10 years, it hasn't changed a great deal. And so when I say a strategy, you need a wealth building strategy. That's not just what do I invest in, but it's also how do I make extra money, and can all the things that I'm doing, can it consistently be repeated and scale over time? That's important. So most people's financial strategies is put a house deposit down and pay the mortgage off. That's the strategy of most Australians. That's probably the strategy of most Americans. Stay in my job, buy a house and live in it, and then I'm done. Okay. And obviously, in the background, through superannuation and 401ks and pensions, you slowly build up a share portfolio in that tax effective account that you have no control over until you're 65. But that's pretty much everyone's strategy, right? I'm talking about a strategy that you've crafted that makes sense for you for all the reasons why you want to have it. So let me give you an example. Back in 2014, I was in a property business. I was making reasonably good money. I'd already started a bit of a share portfolio to begin investing, and I'd avoided buying a property at that point. But I really wanted to build assets, but I also wanted to develop cash flow because cash flow is king. And cash flow is more important than even net worth. It really is. Because if you've got a good cash flow coming in from one or two or three income streams, it is more important than even having $1 million net worth because you have so much flexibility when you have cash flow. So it's super imperative. So I wanted, at the time I had one income, I had some income coming from my share portfolio, but I wanted to develop another income stream and I wanted to turbocharge our portfolio creation so I could get even more cash flow from that. And I wanted to avoid debt. So our whole financial strategy was stay in my main business, which was property investment planning and marketing and sales. That's what I was in. So stay there, develop a second income. And we happened to fall into network marketing and make that our second income stream. We didn't do any more. We didn't do two at once or three at once or anything like that. We just had one side gig that we were developing that was scalable. It had to develop a real business income. It couldn't be just like, oh, let's make 30 bucks here and there. It had to be a real genuine income that was going to get us to $250,000 in profit or more. Okay, which it did. So stay in my property business, develop this second income stream, this second business, this second core income stream, and stay there and build that over time. And we've been building that now and still building it for just on 10 years. Okay. So that was to develop the second income with that and take that extra income and continue to buy shares with it in a portfolio so we could scale our assets that were going to produce tax-free income back to us in dividends. So we wanted to turbocharge our savings by investing in shares instead of a term deposit. We wanted to have access to the money. And so instead of putting more into superannuation, we just left it in our actual personal names. But we wanted to turbocharge the portfolio creation to get even more tax-free income. So we needed to make more money to be able to put in there. And we wanted to be able to spend time on a scalable side hustle. So our financial strategy was three parts. Stay in our core income. That was Alicia was in her job as a paralegal. I was in our property business. That's the first step. Stay there. Second step was to develop a side hustle to develop more income and get up to $100,000 a year extra. Take at least $50,000 of that and add it to the current portfolio and scale that investment portfolio up to $1 million. And we stayed on that strategy alone for 10 years. Okay, we didn't move. We could have bought a house, but we didn't. We could have diversified into gold and other assets, but we didn't. We could have started a second side hustle, but we didn't. We just made it simple. And I talk about this in my first book, Money Grows on Trees. Way back, if you go on the show, the very first episode, I discussed some of this stuff. But it's just becoming apparent to me that people don't have a real solid strategy. They're kind of just doing bits and pieces, or they're in reaction mode, or they don't have a plan, or they're doing too many things at once and they're not getting any traction on one of them. But I did that. We performed that strategy for our own reasons. We didn't want debt. We wanted flexibility. We wanted tax-free income from dividends. We wanted to not have it in a superannuation fund until we're 65. We wanted to develop a side hustle that was scalable, that helped us build skills and do it online and do it from anywhere. That made a lot of sense to us. We could do both. And we wanted to have the security of the current income, so we both stayed in our main gigs until such time as 5 years went by, when we could then move full-time into our side hustle. So we've always had a strategy of two incomes, one core investment plan that was going to produce income back to us, and we stayed there. We didn't move from it. That's the important piece, because I do see people coming into some sort of side business and they'll stop and they'll go do something else, or they'll buy a bit of property, a bit of shares, a bit of gold, a bit of big, and there's too many. They're diversified. They're doing diversification. They're diversified so much it's giving them worse results. Or they move from career to career to career without really sticking it. So whatever strategy you have that makes sense to you and it's working and it's scalable and it's building, stay with it. But if you don't have one, get very clear on it. Because if your financial strategy is just working my job, put a deposit down my house, pay it off, it's fine. I mean, that's a strategy, at least it's something. But perhaps think about other ways where you can amplify that, turbocharge it. Give yourself a financial strategy that's not going to bind your hands together, that's not going to trap you, that's going to be flexible and help you give you cash flow, not just a high net worth. And in some respects, bring you a lot of joy and happiness with the new skills and the growth you can experience at the same time. So what is your financial strategy? Is it twofold? Is it onefold? Is it one-legged, two-legged, or three-legged? Have you got too many legs going on? What is your real financial strategy? Have you shared it with your spouse? Have you made it very clear as to what path you're on? And have you been following it for long enough before you shift? So is it a good 10 to 15, 20-year plan? And can this thing scale if you just stay exactly on those key points? So like, for example, with us, we just have our two core incomes in our investment plan. And we've just started to expand outside that lately, but it's 10 years in before we did. And I think there's a lot to be said for stay with your plan until it bears really great fruit. Okay, so that's the episode I wanted to do today. What is your financial strategy? Do you have one? Is it effective? Do you understand it? Is it clear? Is it achievable? Can you go, what's called, an inch wide and a mile deep is better than going a mile wide and an inch deep. Okay, so most people are going a mile wide, too many things are doing at once, and doing an inch deep, they're just going in the shallow levels, whereas I like plans that are like an inch wide, nice and focused, and then go a mile deep, get very good at those three things. So we got very good at our side hustle. We mastered it, became the best, right? Then we also, I mastered shares and investing, and I became good at that. And that's what makes it effective. If I had done multiple things, I would have gone a mile wide, I wouldn't have become very effective at anything. And you don't want to be biting off more things than you can chew, because it just gives you too much decision fatigue. You lose clarity. You don't get to develop the depth of the education, the experience of it. And it ends up going slower. Okay. So go an inch wide and a mile deep rather than a mile wide and an inch deep. Okay. So I hope that makes sense. And if it does, and if you're enjoying this episode, give us a 5-star review. Thank you for those who do that. Share this to your stories. Share this with a friend. If you want to share this with a friend and say, hey, or a spouse or a whoever it might be, this is an important one to learn, because what is our financial strategy going forward, okay? It's a plan, but strategically, what are you doing, right? So thanks to those who have left a 5-star review. Thanks for sharing the show, and look forward. Hope you've enjoyed the last few episodes. We just recently had our event with Ty Lopez in Sydney on Sunday, so my next episode is going to be all about the things we learned from him, that experience, and the 4 M's of his motivation that I learned from him that you're going to love, okay? So thanks for listening to the show. Nice quick episode here for you. Think about this. What's your financial strategy? Is it clear? Is it concise? Is it scalable? Can you go an inch wide and a mile deep instead of a mile wide and an inch deep? All right. Talk to you on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.